The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, honoring our veterans on Veterans Day. Meg Ferris texted in. Thank you, Meg. Her dad, Dr. Charles Ferris Jr., World War II, in the Navy, who delivered God knows how many babies in this city. And we also want to honor and thank Captain Mark Rosa, who joins us now, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I got that right, right, Captain?
Yeah, yes, sir. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm fine, and happy Veterans Day to you, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Tommy. And proudly, I just want to say my dad was career military that got me interested in enlisting. And he was from the 5th Special Forces Group, and he spent time in the 141st Field Artillery here in New Orleans. When I enlisted in the 141st Field Artillery here, went to officer school, and that's where I got my commission. My youngest brother, active duty Air Force, so we had a little bit of service in our family.
Well, outstanding. Thank all the Roses for that. Let's talk about Wall Street and after the election and how Wall Street's reacted, and I'm just going to turn it over to you, Mark.
Tell me, they're calling it the Trump trade. Okay, so right before the election, it seems like, okay, the markets start backing up, meaning going down as far as the Dow, because they, you know, anticipate what's going to happen on the other side. So when all of the anticipation was kind of getting over and we realized which direction it was going, the Dow promptly went up by 1,500 points. That was a record. Covered this a little bit last week, but it's worth repeating. So we have, since the election day, the Dow was up 2,000 points. That was the ending last week, to a fresh record of 44,000. It was right at 42,000. And it finished right around 44,000. And this morning, pre-market, the Dow was up about another 192 at this moment. So 44,333 is where it would be if the market opened right now. And they're calling it the Trump trade. It was supported by, of course, the FOMC at the Fed met the next day and dropped interest rates by 25 basis points. That's a 75 basis point, 0.75%. Year-to-date action by the Fed. So the combination was very powerful. You know, those who picked the other side, they had some criers over the weekend. I was hearing from some analysts that said, well, we think the election's going to go the other way, and we're going to start shorting bank stocks, meaning that the bank stocks would be under pressure. They are crying in their soup this morning because they picked the wrong direction, and they're going to suffer some losses. The bank stocks rallied as the financial companies are expected to do well under the Trump presidency, and we were covering this about a week or so ago. Energy, banks, and military related here on Veterans Day, we're saying that those sectors are going to appreciate the most under that. That's what's being forecasted right now. We're seeing that the banks have already rallied. But Tommy, I mean, it's just been good news. Now, if somebody said, do you think that the market is kind of overextended and getting ahead of itself? Yeah, I could see that because we're focused on the good. You know, the Fed has done some things this fall that we were expecting them to do, but 75 basis points is a far cry from what was expected earlier in the year. They have pulled back. I mean, some people were expecting 2 or 3 percentage points action this year, and they're only on 75 basis points. So they have one more meeting before the end of the year. That's December. It's expected that they are going to drop interest rates yet again by 25. So we'll have a full point this year. But again, a far cry from 2 or 3. And interestingly enough, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is tracking the Fed movements and taking they're kind of predictors of what the Fed may do. It was going into 2025 with a slam dunk, definitely high percentage chances of more rate decisions, meaning more rate drops in January, going out to finish off the first quarter, more drops until March. All that's basically gone now. So it's like the economy is strong enough to stand on its own. I think the short-term rates in the market are still too high, speaking as a banker. I wish that would come down a bit to normalize the market. But I think it's some of this stuff is coming off so strong that it's on the news this morning that the Fed is worried. The Fed is worried about, well, you know, we do have some more work to do. We'd like to do it, but not if it's going to spark more inflation. And speaking of inflation, we have the CPI and PPI that's coming out this week for last month. Both are expected to be tame. Both are expecting a 0.2% increase on the consumer price index for October and the producer price index for October. So that would put both of those at a 2.4% annual rate. That would be nice if they were a little bit lower than that. But the PPI for September came in at zero. So we take those, you know, you get to string a couple of those results together, and inflation is definitely better than it was a couple of years ago. But like you and I had talked about last week, I mean, I'd love the prices to start going down. And to do that, we need some negative numbers that come out of CPI and PPI. I don't know if we'll get them.
All right, hang on. Let me pick it up here when we come back, because I also want to talk to you about what the interest rate cuts mean for housing, Wall Street, the economy, 401ks, inflation, all that jumbled up in one puzzle. How do you sort it out, and where do the Venn diagrams overlap and all of that stuff? Because you want things to be good, but as I understand, you want them to be so good that it causes inflation. Again, Mark Rosa is here, our guest, Captain Mark Rosa, military family, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street and what the market and what the economy is likely to be like with the new administration that was elected last Tuesday. 751 traffic now, WWL. 757 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Veterans Day. Captain Mark Rosa, a military family, is dad and brother, you said, Mark?
Yes.
Dad and brother served also. Yes. President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, talking about the economy and the new Trump administration. And how do you... are interest rates going to come down? Is that going to spur home building, home buying? How do you get people to enjoy the economy without inflation increasing, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask you.
Well, I guess that's a tightrope right now, Tom, because the forecast on interest rate decreases have lessened. So if anybody's interested, we had a tremendous amount of housing activity over the past couple of months as we got into the fall, because interest rates were expected to fall more than what they're expected to fall now. So a couple of people took advantage. We had a 5%-ish rate. It started with a 5 here in August, and then that backed up to 6% when some of that enthusiasm was coming out of the market. So, but I mean, for 6, if many people refinancing down from 8, so I would take that trade. You could look at Jefferson Financial, go and use the calculators free of charge, and you could see what the difference is, what your savings would be if you chose to refinance an existing loan. As far as the inflation, you know, Trump is saying that, you know, he wants to oust Jerome Powell from the Fed. He can't do that. He shouldn't have said something like that. That's why it's separate within the government, so they can evaluate the economy. That's what they do, and they could determine if rates need to go lower. But they don't want to bring them down and spark inflation again. That would, you know, would play this song all over again. So I think they need to be diligent about what they're doing, read the tea leaves properly as best they can. But the fact that the number of rate decreases have come out, you know, the expectation is maybe they are where they need to be, and they're going to lower in December and maybe stay away from it for a few months and see where the first quarter takes us. So interest rates and corporate earnings are good for stock prices. So we got interest rates that are coming down in the down direction, at least. But 70% of them were still in earnings season. 70% of the companies that have reported, more to come out this week.
And I know you'll be watching it all for us, Mark. Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.